The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abboim, today we're going to be learning the end of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim from Sifim Tesavov to Chaf Aleph. This is the continuation of the Halachas of Netilas Yadayim, Halachas of washing for a meal. The Kitzur says Halacha Tesavov. Ha'osit Sarachav Kodem Achila, someone that does his need, if he needs to use the bathroom, Kodem Achila, before he eats. Shutzorach litol yadav lebirkas asher yatzar, that he needs to do netilas yadayim for the bracha of asher yatzar. He has to wash his hands before he makes the bracha and going to the bathroom. V'gam tzorach litol yadav lesuuda, and also he has to wash his hands for a meal. So he has two different needs of washing: one for making the bracha after using the bathroom, one for the suuda. The Kitzur says, Yesh bazeh kama sfekos. There's many doubts about how to do this. There's a question about if he just does one washing for both using the bathroom and for the suda, what order does he make the brachas in? He would have two brachas to make. What order would he make the brachas in, the asher yatzar and the netilas yadayim? Also, if he'd wash twice, there's a question, can he make a bracha on the second washing for the meal if his hands are already clean from the first washing that he made for going out from the bathroom? So there's different issues that come up in this situation where a person uses the bathroom and then wants to wash, and he wants to wash again for a meal. Al kein hanachon, therefore the most proper thing, sheyitol tchila yadav shelo kedin netilas yadayim lesuda. He should wash his hands initially without the halachos of netilas yadayim for a meal. He should do it in a way which is invalid for a meal. D'hainu sheyishpach rak ma'at mayim l'chafno ha'achas, meaning he should pour a little bit of water into one of his hands. He should pour the water onto one hand and not both hands. V'yishav sheif shtei yadav b'mayim elu, he should rub his hands together with the water he poured on one hand. V'yinagvim heitev, he should dry them well. V'yivarech asher yatzar, he should make the bracha asher yatzar. Meaning the Kitzur is saying, as opposed to washing both hands, what the person should do is pour the water onto one hand, rub the hands together. Therefore, he has not washed both hands from the keli, from the vessel, and therefore it was invalid for the washing for a meal. But it's definitely valid for making the bracha asher yatzar, because when you pour the water onto one hand, then rub it on the other hand, he made both of his hands clean. He can make the bracha asher yatzar. He has not accomplished the washing for a meal as of yet. The Kitzur continues, V'achar kach yitol yadav kidin netilas yadayim l'suda. Afterwards, he should wash his hands like the halachos of netilas yadayim for a suda, for a meal. Meaning he washes both hands from the keli, from the vessel. V'yivarech al netilas yadayim, he should make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. So he should wash the first way in a way which is invalid for a meal, meaning he pours it on one hand and rubs his hands together, makes asher yatzar, and then he washes his hands the way he'd wash for a meal, makes the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Let's see halacha tezayin. Misha be'emtza suda, someone in the middle of a meal, naga begufo, he touched places on his body, bimkomo samachusim, places that are normally covered. He touches a part of his body which is normally covered, let's say his underarms or any other part of the body which gets sweaty, which is normally covered. It's under the clothes, so the dirt and sweat on the body will make his hands unfit for eating the suda, for continuing to eat bread during the meal, and therefore he may not eat even other things during the meal if he's in the middle of a meal that part of that meal was eating bread. So therefore, if he touched a place which is normally covered, o shechichich birosho, or if he rubbed his head, he scratched his head, and that means specifically scratching his head as opposed to just touching his hair, touching his hair would not obligate one to wash again, but if he scratched his hair and therefore got his hands dirty from the dirt or sweat that's contained in his hair. The Kitza continues, O Shehishtin Mayim, or if he urinated and therefore he gets himself dirty, he touches his body and he also might touch the urine at the time of doing his tzorach, doing his bodily needs. Tzorach litol yodav pa'am shenis. He must wash his hands a second time. But he should not make a bracha because it's unclear if these things that will make his hands dirty, touching the dirty parts of his body, scratching his hair, urination, these are things that it's not clear they obligate a new netilas yadayim. Therefore, even though he must wash, but he should not make the bracha because the concern maybe he's not obligated because it's somewhat ambiguous if he has to do a netilas yadayim, so he washes without a bracha. The Kitza continues, V'chein afilo im asa tzrachav. Also, even if a person did his knees, meaning he moved his bowels, V'noto yodav be'emsa hasuda, and he washed his hands in the middle of the meal, Eino tzorach levarech al netilas yadayim. He does not need to make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. The Kitza is of the opinion that even if a person used his bowels in the middle of a meal, even though he must wash during the meal, but he does not make the bracha of al netilas yadayim during the meal. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that even though in the first case is mentioned by the Kitzer that he scratched his hair or he urinated or he touched a part of his body, Mishnah Berurah does agree that he would wash without a bracha. But Mishnah Berurah mentions the opinion that he seems to agree to that if he actually moved his bowels, that's something that would definitely obligate another washing another Netilas Yadayim, and on that the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion he is allowed to make a bracha. He could make a bracha on using the restroom for moving his bowels during a meal. So that's a difference of opinion. According to the Kitzer, one will always wash without a bracha by all these things, whether it's urination, moving his bowels, other things that get his hands dirty, touching different parts of his body or his head. The Mishnah Berurah says if he actually moves his bowels, he would wash with a bracha. Let's see halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Zayin is going to be discussing the halacha of davar she tibula b'mashkes, something that's dipped in a liquid. We'll just give a basic introduction. The halachas of netilas yadayim are to remove tumah impurity from the hands. The hands are considered to be have a level of impurity which is removed through the netilas yadayim. One must purify his hands for eating bread. There's a question, should he purify his hands when he touches a liquid on a food that's being eaten? If one eats a food that has liquid on it, there's a possibility in halacha that there's an obligation to wash his hands, there's an obligation to do netilas yadayim, because his hands make the liquid impure, and that liquid will make the food impure. Liquids are a conduit for tumah, that impurity on his hands is conducted through that liquid onto the food. And there's a possibility in halacha that just like one must wash for bread, he should also wash for something, for a food that has a liquid on top of it. So let's see halacha Yud Zayin. Ha'ochel davar shetibulo b'mashke. One who eats a food which is dipped in liquid. The way this food is eaten, it's dipped in a liquid. Or if a liquid got onto the food, some water, or we'll discuss the other liquids in the next halacha, a liquid got on the food, even if it was unintentional, and the food is still wet from that liquid. The definition of wetness is defined by the Mishnah Berurah as being tofeach lahatfiach. Tofeach lahatfiach means the following: if one would touch that liquid and he touched something else, you could feel the wetness of the liquid still. So let's say a person dipped an apple in a bowl of water. If one would touch the water on the apple and he touched something else, you'd be able to feel that wetness on the other object that he touched from the hands that had touched the apple. So if the liquid is still wet on the food. The kitzur continues. Even though the person himself is not touching that part of the food, let's say, for example, by an apple, let's say half the apple is dry, half of it is moist, he's only going to hold the part of the apple which is dry and eat the rest of it. Still, Mikol Malkum, the Kitzur says, nevertheless, Tzorach Litol Yodav Techila, he must wash his hands first, because of the possibility in Halacha that he must wash his hands for anything that has a liquid on it. Rak Yivarech on the Tilas Yadayim. However, he should not make the bracha of on the Tilas Yadayim, because it's not clear that one makes the bracha of on the Tilas Yadayim on eating a food which is tibulu b'mashke, on eating a food which is dipped in liquid. Therefore, he should wash, but not make the bracha of on the Tilas Yadayim. The Kitzur continues. V'habre mekilin b'dover zeh. There are many who are lenient about this. There are many who are not stringent to wash for something which is tibula b'mashka, not to wash for something which is dipped in a liquid. However, anybody who's a yor shemayim, someone who has certain piety, a fear of heaven, he should be stringent about this, and therefore he should wash for anything which is dipped in liquid. This washing is very familiar to us from the Leil Seder, the Seder night. The orchats that we do, we wash at that part of the Seder before eating the karpas. The karpas dipped in salt water. That's because the karpas is dipped in a liquid, so we wash before that. Because of this halacha of davar shetibula b'mashka, washing before eating a food which is dipped in a liquid. The kitzur continues halacha yitches, defining what is a liquid. Mashkim in zeh hema shiva. A halachic liquid, for the sake of this discussion, there are seven types of liquids. Ve'elohein. These are the liquids. It's going to list the seven liquids. Yayin, wine. Wine is considered to be a liquid. Ve'chein chometz miyayin. Also, vinegar made from wine is also considered a liquid. Devash devarim. The honey that comes from bees, as opposed to honey that comes from a fruit, from dates or figs, it has to be specifically honey, what we normally would call honey from bees. Shemen, zayas, the olive oil, is considered a liquid. Chalav, milk is considered to be a liquid. Ubechlal ze gam mechalav. Included in milk is mechalav, whey. When a person makes certain types of cheese, he separates the curded part of the milk from the whey. So the whey of the milk is also considered to be milk for the sake of being a mashke, being a liquid. Tal, dew. The dew that generally in the morning a person will find, very often a person will find dew. If he was able to gather up enough of that to get the food wet, that's considered to be a mashke, a liquid. Dam shel behema chayva of, the blood of a domesticated animal, or a wild animal, or of a fowl, of a bird. The kitzur is bothered, when would a person ever eat blood? There's an issue that it's forbidden to eat blood. So the kitzur adds parenthetically, Fano kisho ochlim l'rafua, if he eats it for medical purposes, if the doctor would instruct him to eat blood because he feels it's life-threatening, even though normally it would be us or be forbidden to eat blood, but in such a case, for the sake of a life-threatening condition, he'd be able to eat blood. And the last is mayim. Water is also considered to be a liquid. So again, wine, honey, oil, milk, dew, blood, and water, these are the seven mashkin, the seven halachic liquids. The simon miyad shochat dam, he gives the first letter of each one. Again, yayin, dam, shemen, cholov, tal, dam, and mayim. Those are the seven liquids. Aval sha'ar meperos, however, other fruit juices, if one got juice out of a fruit, he juiced whatever fruit it is, even fruits that are normally juiced, to speak to that, afilu b'makom shiragilin la'asas mashkin l'shtiyah. Even in a place where it's normal to make liquids for drinking, mischitas ezateros, from squeezing a certain fruit. In our countries, that would be apple juice, orange juice. Nevertheless, it's not considered to be a halachic liquid. The Kitzur says, "Ein lehem din mashkel inyan zeh." They're not considered to be a liquid for the sake of this discussion. The definition of a mashkel, of a liquid, that would obligate netilas yadayim, according to the stringent opinion, if one ate a food that was dipped in these liquids, it has to be those seven liquids that we mentioned before, as opposed to a fruit juice that's not considered to be a liquid. Let's see halacha yud tes. Peros shemerukachen bitzukar, fruits that are preserved in sugar. Inam tzrichim netilas yadayim. They do not need netilas yadayim. If the only substance on the fruit is sugar, that would not obligate netilas yadayim. The Kitzur continues, ki atzukar lo havi mashke, because sugar is not a mashke. Sugar is not a liquid, a halachic liquid. And also the juices or the wetness that comes out from the fruits is not considered to be a mashke, is not considered to be a liquid. Because that's the wetness of the fruit itself, that's not considered to be a halachic liquid. There would be no obligation for the Netilas Yadayim for eating these fruit preserves that have nothing but the fruit juices and this liquefied sugar. However, if the fruits were preserved in honey, if the honey is very hard, it's a congealed type of a honey, then it has left the halachic definition of a mashke, of a liquid, if it's congealed. Now it becomes a halachic food. That does not require netilas yadayim. If the honey is hard, it would not require netilas yadayim. Aval imlo nikvashu heitev. However, if it's not congealed fully, elinis avu ma'at, just it's a little bit thicker, has a thickness to it. Vadayim him nigarim, but still it's something that flows. It's still a flowing liquid, even though it might flow at a slower type of a pace because it's a thicker type of liquid like this honey. Tzrichim netilas yadayim. That would require netilas yadayim because honey is a mashka, honey is a liquid. It's only when it congeals that it doesn't flow anymore. It's sort of static. That's considered to be halachic ochel, considered to be a food as opposed to a mashka, as opposed to a liquid. So congealed honey would not require netilas yadayim, but liquid honey, as long as it still flows a little bit, does require netilas yadayim. The Kitzur continues, v'chein chema shehi b'chlal hachalav, also butter, which is under the category of milk, that you can churn the cream and make butter. Imhi kerusha, if it's congealed, in a mashke rak ochel, it's not considered to be a liquid, it's considered to be a food if it's congealed, like solid butter, would not be considered a liquid, it would not require netilas yadayim. Av imhi nimucha harehi mashke, however, if it's melted, if it's dissolving into a liquid, that would be considered to be a mashke. In terms of the definition of what's considered to be congealed, which is not a mashka, not a liquid, and what's considered to be still considered to be a liquid if it's not fully congealed, the Mishnah Berurah says the definition that we mentioned before, it has to be tofeach amanas latfiach. It has to be wet, that if you touch that liquid and you touch to something else, you could feel the wetness on another object. So let's say you had some butter on top of a food. You put butter on something, and the butter is very, very liquidy. If you touch that spot of the butter, it would make the hand would be so wet. If you touch another item, you could feel the wetness. That would require netilas yadayim, according to the stringent opinion about requiring netilas yadayim for things that are dipped in liquids. Let's see halacha chaf. Devarim shedarkan la'achlan b'lo kaf u'mazlig. Things that are normally eaten without a spoon or a fork. Afilahu ochel ayde kaf u'mazlig. Even if he eats through a spoon or a fork, even if this person chooses to eat it through utensils, but the food is normally eaten without a utensil. Let's say, for example, an apple or an orange. Normally a person would eat that straight with his fingers. If he decides he's going to eat it with a spoon or a fork, that does not help him, even though he's not contacting the food himself with his hands. As long as it's normal to eat it with his fingers, it just says, Tzarech Netilas Yadayim. That would require Netilas Yadayim if it's normal to eat it with your fingers, with direct contact with the hand. Aval Dover Shein Darko Le'ochel Rak Ayidei Kaf. However, something which is not normally eaten unless one uses a spoon or any other utensil which would be used for eating that food, like a pancake or something like that, that even if you put, let's say you'd put honey on it, but you would eat it with utensils, you wouldn't eat it straight with your hands. And also, if one had fruit preserved with honey, if it's in a place where a person would normally only eat that food with a spoon or fork, that does not require Netilas Yadayim. Because the idea of the Netilas Yadayim, of washing for these things, is because the hands will make tummy, make impure the liquids on the food. If his hands are not touching the food, it does not require Netilas Yadayim. But that's only if it's not normal to touch the food. If it's normally eaten with utensils, we do not require Netilas Yadayim. But if it's normal to eat the food straight, even though he decides to eat it through the means of utensils, with a fork or a spoon, we're concerned that maybe he'll touch it because it's normal to eat it straight with his hands, and therefore it requires Netilas Yadayim if it's normally eaten with his fingers. If it's normally eaten with utensils, we assume he's not going to touch the food, and therefore it's not require Netilas Yadayim. Let's see Halacha Chaf Aleph. Melech Shenasa Mimayim. If one made salt from water, he would distill seawater and get salt from the water. Havi Bechalal Mayim. That's included in water. Ki Hamayim Apavishanikrashu, because water, even though it's frozen, lo yotzu mechlal mashke. That has not left the definition of being a mashke, being a liquid. Frozen water is still considered to be a liquid. Therefore, if one would make or obtain salt from water, that's considered to be a liquid. V'lachin, and therefore, hatovel tznod v'chadome v'melech zeh, if one would dip a radish or some other food in this salt which is made from the sea, let's call it sea salt. Again, v'lachin hatovel tznod v'chadome v'melech zeh, tzorach netilas yadayim. One who dips a radish or a food in this salt requires netilas yadayim. The Kitzur is saying a distinction between salt obtained from water and other foods in the solid form, as opposed to, let's say, butter, which is a congealed form of milk, or a congealed form of honey. We said in Halacha Yates, once it becomes a solid, it's not considered to be a liquid anymore. And we said that definition, if it's not considered to be halachically wet, it's not considered to be a liquid anymore. But the Kitz is of the opinion that salt obtained from water is different, because water, even when it's congealed, is still considered to be a mashka, it's still considered to be a liquid. On this point, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that water is like other liquids, that only in its liquid form is it considered to be a mashka, is it considered to be a liquid. Once it's congealed, and also the salt, if it's still solid, if the salt hasn't dissolved into a liquid, if the salt is still in its solid form, and also if you had frozen water, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not considered to be a mashke, it's not considered to be a liquid. So again, according to the Kitzur, water is the exception. Even frozen water or salt, which is in a solid state, is, according to the Kitzur, is considered to be a mashke, and therefore one who dips vegetables in that salt would require Netilas Yadayim. But according to Mishnah Berurah, it would not require Netilas Yadayim as long as the salt or that frozen water is in its solid form. The Kitzur continues. Yayin Sarav Shenasa Metivua. If one has whiskey that's made from grains, Omi Paris, or if it's made from fruits, one distilled the malt or whatever mash he's making from soaking grains, soaking fruits, he's going to distill it and make a whiskey. Eino mashke leinyan zeh, that's not considered to be a mashke, it's not considered to be a liquid. T'lahavi rak zeya mina tzvua umina peres, it's considered to be zeya, literally sweat. What the kitzur means is considered to be like a byproduct from the grain or fruit. It's considered to be a something which is obtained from the fruit or the grain itself. It's considered to be grain-based or fruit-based. And therefore, even though it's in a liquid form, even though it's a drink, it's whiskey, but it's considered to be halachically like the source of that whiskey, the grain, the wheat, or the barley, or the potatoes, or the fruits, whatever was the origin of that whiskey, has a halacha like that food, which is a ocha, which is a solid food, and not a mashka, it's not considered to be a liquid. Therefore, it does not require netilas yadayim for dipping in whiskey. The Kitzur continues, V'yafal pi sheyishbo gam mayim, even though there might be a little bit of water that got mixed into that whiskey, umozig gam kin b'mayim, and even though, let's say, he wanted to dilute it with water, he felt that the whiskey was too strong and he would dilute it with water, mikol mokom him hamiyat, nevertheless, the amount of water in the whiskey is the minority. If it's a majority of it is whiskey, it has halacha like whiskey, which is not a mashke. The Kitzur says, V'lachin hatova bo eze dover va'ochlo, therefore, if one dips a food in that and he eats it, he wants to eat a piece of cake dipped in bourbon, let's say, or some other whiskey, eino tzorach netilas yadayim, it does not require netilas yadayim, because, again, the whiskey has the halacha of its source, the grain or the fruit it came from, and not considered to be halachic liquid. The Kitzur continues, Avayayin sarav shnasa min hacharzanim v'hazogim. However, if you have whiskey which is made from grape seeds or grape pulp, you took the different parts of the grape and you distilled that and made that into a whiskey. O min hashamarim shal yayin. Or if he makes it from the dregs of wine. So again, if you made the whiskey from wine, from chartzanim is grape pulp, zogim is grape seeds, or the shmarim shayin is the dregs of wine. Nirat dehavi mashke, it would seem that would be considered to be a liquid, because the source of the whiskey is grapes. And if one squeezes grapes and he makes wine, we said previously wine is considered to be a mashke, wine is considered to be a liquid. So also, the Kitzur is of the opinion of by distilling the grape pulp or the grape seeds, the dregs of wine, and making a whiskey, that's considered to be like wine in the sense that it's considered to be a mashke. For more information about the halachas of Davar Shetibul of a mashke, you can look on the website of Kitzur 365. This is the article about Netilas Yadayim for wet foods.